This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. During the COVID-19 crisis, I've been working at my home office study, and I've learned that I actually get more done in a shorter period of time than at the church office. It seems I spend so much time getting ready to go to work when I go to work somewhere else, you know, like from picking out the appropriate clothes for the day to all that goes into getting ready before I leave to driving there. Not just that, but then getting to my office at church, getting the coffee ready, visiting with others who are there. So I've enjoyed having my prayer and devotion time at home and then going straight upstairs to my home office and getting right to work. I've had to adjust, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, to some noise at home, which is normal in any house where there's more than one person. But that's been easy enough to address with a simple adjustment of headphones and, well, music. So, not a big deal. But I've noticed this. I've got more stuff in my home office now, like newspapers, journals, clippings, extra books I've brought from other libraries at church, my other offices, and, well, it's begun to accumulate. And it's a bit distracting and agitating. Not only that, but then when I do go back to the church office and I'm there primarily to record all the work that I'm doing at my home office, I've noticed how cluttered that office has become because I've not paid attention to it. So now I've not even gotten out of my backlog of emails and phone texts. They've piled up like Mount Everest. Well, that's embarrassing. I'm thinking, I've got to do something to bring order to all this. I need a makeover or maybe a tidy up over. In the midst of those thoughts, I read a piece in the Wall Street Journal in my favorite section of that newspaper, their weekend review section, and there was an article by Alexander Wolf about Marie Kondo. You may know her from her best-selling book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, and its popular Netflix series encouraging families to eliminate clutter from their homes. My wife has watched that series or parts of it, and she said to me, "You really could watch it. It'd help." Well, it turns out Marie Kondo has a new book, just right for those of us who are working at home. It's called Joy at Work, and it follows the same principles of organization that she applies to organizing one's home, including committing to the process, tidying up by category, discarding items that don't spark joy in your life, as she puts it. She co-wrote the book with Scott Sonnenschein, a Rice University organizational psychologist. So just reading the article got me excited about tidying up my study, or should I say studies. In an interview with Good Housekeeping magazine online, Monique Valares asked the authors the question, now that most people are working from home considering the coronavirus outbreak, what's your advice on setting up a home office? And the author, Ms. Kondo, said that when it's time to work, move all unrelated items off your workspace and add one thing to your workspace that sparks joy when you look at it. She always keeps a crystal or small vase of fresh flowers on her desk. And she suggests doing something that marks the start of your workday. She strikes a tuning fork and diffuses essential oils to signal to her body that she's actually switching gears. Well, in my instance, Lori sees my desk, or has because I primarily worked at church. I have two desks in two different rooms, but she sees those as places to put meaningful photos, and that makes sense. I mean, it's a beautiful thing when I'm not doing deep work there. Visitors come to our home, and they see meaningful photos of our family, and then members of our family, when they're back to visit, can look at those pictures, and that sparks joy in them. And they're good conversation pieces, too. But when I'm really working, they clutter my mind. In addition, I've got you know, a few books on my desk from one of last week's projects, whose placement there I justify by thinking, you know, I'll be back on that project again this week. And so, well, the problem is that in the meantime, I've got several other projects, and it just kind of accumulates. Then there are random pieces of paper, like the first scribblings of my outline for last week's sermon, which I'm using as a coaster of sorts. So the first thing I did was take all those things off my workspace and leave only one picture, since I don't get an especially good feeling from a crystal or a vase of flowers. I have some good essential oils. I may try that. Well, as for that tuning fork, that reminds me of the whistle factory at a factory. Maybe it's worth a try. I'll see. Now, I already feel a bit freer having made those small adjustments just from reading an introduction to that book and not even the book itself. So I haven't even ordered the book. I've read the interview, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to order the book right now. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to report back to you in a few months about the book. Maybe you'll read it too, and you can join me and have a conversation about that. And perhaps we'll be more efficient in our work at home and, well, wherever we work, we'll get more done. Well, in the meantime, you go out there and be the person God created you to be, and then come back here and join me. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.